You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio. Westside Brewing, based in Cincinnati, has won a reward for their Braille Ale, which aims to raise awareness for blind and partially sighted people, and has Braille on the can. Ben from Westside Brewing joins me now. Thank you so much for joining me, Ben. I know it's quite early for you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Sorry it took us so long to get connected, but I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Great stuff. So can you tell us first about where the inspiration from this and give us a little bit of background about the Braille Ale?
Yeah, sure. I think it's kind of funny myself, but I was talking with Aaron Bly, who is kind of one of the principal fundraisers for the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired a few years ago. And I think I met him at an event in town for another brewery that I was working for at another beer event. This is about 2017-ish. And I asked him to be a part of their Dining in the Dark experience, where they have a dinner in the fall where they, you know, the guests are blindfolded and then kind of led through a blind course dinner. And I wanted to get the beer that I was representing at the time in the dinner. And he, at the same time, asked me if we would be willing to donate stuff for that dinner. So it's kind of just sort of a quick, easy industry meeting. And then we kept meeting more and more over the following months. And at some point, we kind of asked each other if we should try to do a bigger collaboration rather than just kind of like donations here and beer there kind of thing. And neither of us had seen Braille on a label at all. And I've traveled pretty extensively. I mean, I've lived in Japan for a couple of years. I lived in Austria for a few years, and I've done a lot of traveling around at least Europe and much of the Western world. I haven't seen a Braille label ever on a beer can. And so anyway, we kind of thought that would be an interesting project to try out. And when I started at Westside Brewing, we kind of approached ownership and just asked, is this something you'd be interested in exploring? And they were enthusiastic right away. So we've been working on actually getting Westside's Braille Ale done since the end of 19. So for the past 2 years now.
How does it work then from 2019 to 2021? What's that process been like?
So obviously, right, you know, you have to kind of come up with the idea. And I think like a lot of good ideas, we are fortunate to not be the very first people to do it. So we just kind of thought we chose what we wanted to do. And we had to, unfortunately, we had to make a lot of like decisions on what kind of beer should we put in it. And that took a little while because we're a really small brewery in Cincinnati. And we don't make a ton of beer, but we make a lot of different varieties. So we had to figure out a way to work it into our really, really busy schedule. And then from there, we had to talk to our label printer and figure out, can you even do this? Is this technically possible? And something I'm learning a lot more about too is I didn't know how technically specific Braille is. I didn't know that the dots had to be can only be raised so far, but they had to be raised to a certain level and they could only be so far apart. And, you know, so that's kind of really been fascinating. So we had to kind of talk with them, and we worked with CABDI to make sure that the Braille that we were putting on the label was legible, which took a lot of kind of revisions and stuff. And then we also had to, we had a supplier, our printer found a supplier in Holland who was able to actually make the mesh that we use to, or that our printer uses to put the Braille on the label. And of course, during the pandemic, right, the big challenge was that there were a lot of supply issues and delivery delays and stuff. So we, once we had kind of all the pieces in place, it took us about 6 or 7 months just to get to where we could order the plate or the mesh. And even that got delayed an extra month. And then of course there was a can shortage for a little while. And yeah, so it just kind of all came together eventually, but it took a little longer than we thought. So we were able to launch it last year in August, which was a couple months after we had intended to do it. So.
But worth it though, seeing as you've been awarded Best in Show at the Craft Beer Marketing Awards for the design on the Braille Ale. Tell us a little bit about that. What was that like?
So that was kind of it's a big surprise to us, honestly. We knew we were doing something. I firmly believe that we're doing something, and we're now, I think, part of a larger movement to bring accessibility to craft beer, and just another aspect, I think an important aspect of our like social setting, at least here in Ohio for sure, and hopefully the greater United States, and then honestly onto the world, in my opinion. But it's good to be recognized for that, I think. And so we were pretty surprised when not only did our designer win that particular award for his design on our label, and like said a little bit earlier before this, you know, a lot of these people behind the scenes are label printer. They're pretty silent and people don't think about, oh, who prints the labels on these? These cans have labels. And who designs these? Well, you know, sometimes you have a team of people, sometimes you have a couple people. So it's been nice to see that their efforts have been recognized in helping us create what for us is a really unique and new project. So
absolutely. And you mentioned there just the fact that it is becoming more, it's sort of a movement at the minute. Do you think that that's the way that we're going? And why do you think that it's not happened sort of sooner? Because it seems like almost a simple thing to do to put Braille on a label, but it seems that that's the way we're going, which is a great thing.
Yeah, I think that it's, you know, as like I just said, I'm learning so much more about Braille. I've always known that Braille existed. And you see it on, you know, what, signs and elevators and really kind of simple places. And I think that most people don't really think about Braille as being a very necessary tool for people. And I just think there's just been a greater awareness about accessibility in general. And so this seems to me like a pretty simple project. It's a total no-brainer to do. It's just, I wish it were a little easier to get it done faster. That's unfortunately a pretty expensive process for things. So I think it's fascinating to me that something that we already know about just isn't as ubiquitous as we thought it would be. And now we're coming to find out that there's so many more areas that we can help people live their lives just by doing a simple print job, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, Ben, what does the Braille Ale taste like?
So I sum it up into 3 words, raspberry, sweet tart, Gatorade. And I guess you guys probably don't have Gatorade, but not quite Lucozade, but you know what I mean? It's like a savory sports drinky raspberry flavor, but it's really nice. It's got a nice little kind of sweet tart finish because we use a little bit, we do an overnight ferment on it to sour it up. We have some nice fresh raspberry puree. So it's really bright. It's not overwhelmingly sweet and fruity, but it's got a nice good raspberry flavor to it. And a goza is typically brewed with sea salt and coriander. So you get kind of a little lemon lime, a little salinity. And it's got some wheat too, so it's really nice and soft. And it's a great summertime beer.
It sounds delicious. Perfect. We've got some good weather here, so it'd be perfect to sit outside with one of them this week. Well, Ben, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.